Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find the full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Hello, I'm Baylen Leonard, and welcome along to the Country Music Talk podcast. This is where you get to hear the biggest names in country music talking about their lives and their careers and sharing their stories from Music City and beyond. I'm so excited for our guest on this episode. It's Ashley McBride, the CMA award-winning and Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter from Arkansas, and she tells us all about how her lost instruments at C2C did not stop her from absolutely bringing the house down. Literally lost all her instruments the day of the show. We talk about that. Also, she has two albums on the way, and she talks about her love for the UK and how one of her best friends, John Osborne, from the Brothers Osborne, has always been there for her. And we also talk about the posters that she had on her wall as a kid. I think you're going to be surprised by that one. I know I was. So we recorded this interview back in mid-March, just after Ashley had performed at the C2C Festival without her instruments. She came into the studio and we had such a great time. So here she is, an incredible artist that we all love. It's Ashley McBride.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
It's Absolute Radio Country. I'm Baylen Leonard. I'm so excited. Ashley McBride is here. Hello, Ashley.
Hi.
So, a bit of a love affair between Ashley McBride and the UK.
Absolutely.
When did it start for you?
Well, I think I came over for the first time in 2018. Mm-hmm. And I was doing the songwriter stages at C2C. And I was told before I got here to be prepared for how amazing the fans would be, that everyone would know all of my music. And I wasn't prepared at all because everyone did know everything.
Yeah.
Even stuff that was on YouTube.
Yeah, we go deep.
Yeah. You've loved me longer here than they've loved me at home.
Which is a wonderful thing to hear because there's, you know, there are artists, we always say there are artists that can build their careers here.
Absolutely.
Before, you know, and then you're like, hey, I'm big in Europe. And then you go back home, makes you even cooler.
Yeah, it does.
I remember a really special moment. I think it was the first C2C that you played and Girl Going Nowhere. And I know that, and I've seen you do it at the C2C that we just had as well. And I know this has become a thing. It seemed like such a special moment for the audience, and it seemed that first time I'm talking about, and it seemed like such a special moment for you, where the audience was just right there with you and acting out that song. You were manifesting what was happening there. Was that as special for you as it felt for everyone
else? Absolutely, that's as close to an actual physical embrace as you could have felt with me on the little satellite stage. And that audience embracing it. And last night, they got me.
And you got us.
They got me. I just could not keep tears from welling up. And then there was these wonderful people in the front row. Mm-hmm. And they were looking at me like, it's okay, you got this. And I was like, I really don't. This is a cool moment.
And then, of course, when you start to lose it a little bit, the audience goes even more crazy.
Of course,
and, you know, it
yeah.
becomes this like cyclical thing. But it was a beautiful, beautiful thing to watch. And you absolutely owned that stage. And, of course, you know, didn't even have your own instruments as well. What
we
happened
didn't.
There? So for people who don't know, this is just a tale.
It is. This is such an adventure. Everything is always an adventure. And for as many good things as we have in our life, it can't all work properly at once. So we started in Glasgow and then Dublin. And then all of our stuff, you know, it's my stuff, Luke Combs' stuff, Haley Witter's, Flatland Cavalry. It's all on the same, like, trucks.
Mm.
And those have to go on ferries. And there was a bad storm. And there were really bad waves, like 12-foot waves they were anticipating. So they canceled the ferries. So we flew everybody back to London, but our stuff didn't make it. And, you know, we don't ship everything from the States. We use a backline service here called John Henry's. And so all of that equipment was over there. So we got back to London and we were like, do you have any more? So we literally, like, my bass player was warming up on the bass they provided. And then somebody popped in and said that Haley Witter's bass player needed the bass. And so we were literally handing the instruments to each other to do the different shows.
Nobody would ever have known, though.
I mean, good.
You know, it was great that you told everyone because everybody got even more on board with you and thought how amazing this is. But also, what a way to keep your feet on the ground as well, you know, because I suppose that thankfully doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
And, you know, back in the day, you know, you wouldn't have a fairy shipping your fancy pants instruments all over the
right?
place. You'd have a guitar on your back.
You just have it on your back.
And everybody kind of, I mean, musicians are really great that way anyway, aren't they? So did it bring a little bit of extra?
We spend a lot of time without the things we need
right.
early on. And I think that helps
like
us.
Food.
Yeah, that helps us out a lot.
Money.
Well, and that equipment that we were able to borrow didn't get there until 3:30 and doors were at 4. No one got a sound check. That's terrifying.
Mm.
But we still were able to pull it off. And I told the guys, I said, I don't know what's going to happen, but it's going to be loud.
It was loud and it happened. It was amazing.
It was so much fun.
Absolutely. It's After the Radio Country. I'm Baylen Leonard. Our special guest today is Ashley McBride. I have to say a massive thank you for hosting our landmark documentary series, Women of Country, through the decades. What a phenomenal piece of work this is. It's six episodes looking at the stories of women from the 1960s right up until today. Did you enjoy doing that?
I loved it. I was so excited when I was asked to do it. And so I would get the scripts and I would read them and it was just so much fun.
I learned so much listening to it, you know. And I
did too, because, I mean, of course, I know Miss Connie Smith, but I didn't know everything. And there was just so much that I would look at the script and I'd be like, oh, that's such a cool story.
Yeah, you can hear this entire thing. It's on the Absolute Radio app. You can binge it or you can listen to each and every one of them as you please. So what's next, Ashley? You're coming back. You're coming back to the UK, which is exciting.
Yes. It was nice to be able to kind of just pop over and get to have our C2C adventure, knowing that we're coming back. Because it's always a shame to not be here for as long as possible. You know, like 3-4 days is not long enough.
No.
So we'll be back. I think we start in Ireland. In April, and then we'll be right here in May.
And then there's new music on the way as
there's
well. You let us know
way.
At
there's
C2C.
So much new music on the way.
Yeah, what do you mean so much new music?
Well, we just got finished making record 3.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a track listing yet. We just got the mixes back. So we're now figuring out what our record sounds like. We're trying to put things in order, kind of figure out what the visuals are going to be. We have to come up with an album title, that kind of stuff. We have to figure all that out.
Oh, there's no
out.
Album title yet?
No. We have to figure all that out before we can release
it. Are you asking me to come
it.
Up with one right now,
well,
Ashley?
Yes, absolutely.
Corn on the Cob with Ashley McBride.
Fine.
Excellent.
I love it. It's a great record name. And then also, I made a record this last year that we didn't tell anybody about.
Okay.
And I asked John Osborne to be the producer on it.
Oh, because you guys are old friends, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, we've become friends over the years. And he's just a brilliant guy.
Mm.
And it was so much fun to work with him. And I'm not the only person singing on this record.
Uh-oh.
John is on it. TJ is on it. Kaylee Hammock is on it.
Amazing.
I mean, it's going to be so much fun to listen to.
Great. Well, we can't wait for that.
Yeah,
because I think the last time we spoke, you said, you know, you guys had become friends, and whenever you needed a little bit of a, you know, hug, virtual or otherwise, you would pop around to his house.
Yeah, John's really good about, if you're going through even just a little bit of a rough time, you can text him. And at that time, when I said, man, I'm just really going through it, and he said, be on my front porch in an hour. Just dropped what he was doing just for him and Lucy to hang out and talk and, you know, share cigarettes and hug.
Swing?
Yeah.
Is there a swing? I wonder, there's a swing on the front porch.
I didn't think there was
porch.
A swing. There was like a lounge chair situation in the sunroom.
Okay, we'll take that. Who were you listening to when you kind of were growing up? Were you a posters on the wall type of girl?
I had a Randy Travis black and white 8x10.
Wonderful.
I had a Randy Travis headshot. I also had a New Kids on the Blog poster.
Of
but
course.
I shared a bedroom with my sister.
Who was your favorite New Kid?
Oh, man. Joey, I think.
Yeah.
When I was a kid. But I listened to, in fact, I just listened on one of the flights this week, re-listened to it. I listened to a lot of Alison Krauss when I was younger, especially the album I've Got That Old Feeling.
Yeah.
From 1990.
She was amazing because she made bluegrass cool again somehow. Not that it was never, I think
she
it was
made it
always
more accessible.
Cool. Yeah, she made it mainstream in the best possible way, really opened up the door for so many more musicians to have
reason,
that sound.
For some reason, bluegrass, it gets pigeonholed into thinking it's just a bunch of old men playing banjos, and that's not it at all. So she did put a nice, young, fresh face on it.
And you've got a bit of bluegrass vibes in some
Heck
of your
yeah.
stuff as well, yeah.
And then there was Nickel Creek not long after that.
Oh, my Lord, I love Nickel Creek. I always say Nickel Creek is like if the B-52s did bluegrass,
Yeah, that makes
sense. They would be Nickel Creek.
Yeah.
It makes perfect sense to me.
I got to meet Sarah Watkins not too long ago when we were doing a John Prine tribute in L.A. And I didn't know it was her before I got onto the stage. And we were there to rehearse because we were all going to perform for Mr. Prine. And I got on stage and she was like, Sarah. And my eyes got huge. And I was like, I said, just play fiddle on everything. On everything I do.
Even when I'm speaking, just fiddle all the time. And then I keep reading that you started out in biker bars. Is this lore or is this true?
No, it's true. Biker bars, trucker bars, places I wouldn't tell my parents about early on.
Yes. Yeah. But I mean, you can't fake it in those places.
No.
Were you ever behind chain link fence?
No. And luckily, no one ever threw a beer bottle at me. Not while I was playing.
Yeah,
I've had some strange things happen, but yeah, never a chain link fence, luckily.
Yeah, there's a bar in my hometown called the Hitch and Post. I'm from Bristol, Tennessee, and my mom, she would never let me, even as a teenager, don't make sure you're not going to the Hitch and Post. Nothing good happens there. And I'd be like, that's why I want to
there. I've got to learn stuff.
Yeah, Darius Rucker has stories about that place, and Garth Brooks played it. And, I never knew any of that growing up. And actually, some of those places and people that on the outside look like they're the scariest things ever are just the loveliest places to go and the biggest hearted people. It's all about
gems of people. I love bikers, even though they can get a bad rap sometimes and they look a little intimidating. I don't think I played a biker bar where I ever had to carry my own equipment.
Gentlemen, raised right.
Yep. Can we carry those speakers for you? Sure.
Did you ever play Sturgis?
No, I've never played Sturgis.
Yeah, I think it's the biggest motorcycle rally in the world.
Yeah, that seems
right?
A really lethal combination because I'm just so good at getting buck wild.
Yeah, I ended up in Sturgis during the rally, unbeknownst to me, just there for a lovely holiday in the Dakotas. Next thing I know, it's 150,000 bikers or whatever.
Yeah.
Great time.
Yes.
Still got a tattoo from it.
Now I gotta go to Sturgis and get a tattoo.
Ashley McBride, thank you so much for coming in.
Of course,
such
happy to.
A pleasure and a delight. And please tell us that you'll come back and see us when you come back.
Absolutely. I'll bring snacks.
Oh, bring snacks and ranch dressing.
Ranch dressing, I got you. Now that I know, I'll bring you ranch dressing.
I'll love you even more.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Well, there you go, the full unedited interview with Ashley McBride from my show on Absolute Radio Country. I absolutely love talking to Ashley about bluegrass and about her time performing in biker bars and all the rest of it. Thank you for listening to the podcast. I appreciate it. If you liked what you heard, then please leave us a review and 5 stars. It really does help to get the message out there to other country music fans about what we're doing. And make sure you tell your friends, too, about Absolute Radio Country. We're right there on your digital radio, on the Absolute Radio app, and on your smart speaker right across the UK. Just tell it to play Absolute Radio Country. I'll see you next time. Until then, keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.